Hello, this is Esperanza Phoenix, and welcome to Unpacking Life's Crazy, a podcast about a lifetime of unfortunate, unusual, and enlightening experiences, and how some of us use humor and hope to survive mental illness. In our podcast, we discuss controversial and adult topics. We are all adults here. There will be swearing. Hello! This week, we don't have a full episode. I just thought I'd pop in and give you a short little teaser of the upcoming episodes and let you know why we don't have a full episode this week. First, the why. I do this podcast for the benefit of others and to give the talented folks I know an opportunity to share what they do and hopefully help everyone who tunes in get through these crazy times of pandemic and lockdown. It could just be very stressful. It's stressful to not be able to get your voice out there. It's stressful for those trapped at home who, you know, there's only so much content in the world. So let's put it out there. I got things to share. I have talented friends who have things to share. So this podcast came out of that need to put the voice out and allow other people to hear what we've got to say. But as I've mentioned on other episodes, I am disabled. I have fibromyalgia. I also have complex post-traumatic stress disorder. And if I didn't have a wonderful boyfriend who has a good job, I would have nothing but my disability payments. It really isn't very much. So I create my artwork and hopefully people will buy it. Then I have another source of income. So if you haven't yet checked it out, please do me a favor. Go check out Esperanza Paints. That's my Etsy shop. So for my Etsy shop this week, I painted my first seascape. I've painted, you know, lots of different kinds of paintings. Actually, that's not true. I have painted a seascape before, but it's just one of the sides of a 7-foot tall teepee, which is painted on all sides, and it is also on my Etsy shop, my most expensive piece, because it took me 2 weeks, took up my entire living room. It's got mountains, it's got the ocean. It's a very unique piece, and I use it right now when I do healings, and it's just a wonderful space to meditate. But I've been considering the idea of painting a seascape ocean painting for a while, but I'm one of those people that has to ruminate on something and consider it and imagine it for a while before I'm fully ready to pick up the paintbrush. And this week was finally the week that I said, yes, it's time to paint my seascape. So I spent quite a bit of time doing that painting and finishing it, and I really like how it came out, so that will also be on my Etsy shop. And then if you listen to last week's episode, I had a wonderful interview with Tom Baum, who does a psychedelic comedy show, and Tom's great. During our interview, I had a painting of mine in the background. It happened to be a painting of Amanita muscaria mushrooms. Those are those beautiful red mushrooms with the white spots on them, which are a psychedelic mushroom. And we were discussing a psychedelic comedy show. So during the interview, I went ahead and used it as my background. So before we really started the interview and I started recording, Tom told me this great story that apparently these beautiful red and white mushrooms and their psychedelic properties are the inspiration for a lot of the most wonderful holiday traditions we celebrate around Christmas. Things like flying reindeer and Santa Claus and giving gifts and bringing trees in and all of those really fun, warm traditions that we have. So because of Tom sharing this information with me, I went on a quest to find out even more about how these mushrooms influence our holiday traditions. I watched some videos about it, and I thought, oh my gosh, I totally need to get some of these red and white mushrooms as ornaments to hang on my tree this year. In another episode, I talk about going into the weeds about shrooms and how using psilocybin mushrooms has helped me to survive this pandemic lockdown and all the anxiety and everything. It's really got me to a place where I'm doing pretty well. So it is appropriate for there to now be mushrooms on my Christmas tree. So I did a quick internet search for mushroom ornaments, and I found some. Some of them are glass, and there's a few varieties out there. But I wasn't really happy with any of them. They weren't exactly what I was looking for. I wanted something that looked more realistic, more like the actual mushrooms growing under those fir trees. So I thought, oh, well, I'm just going to make some. I'm just going to figure out what clay substrate to use that's going to be lightweight, and I'm going to make some mushrooms for my own Christmas tree. And then I thought, well, if I want to have some of these lovely mushrooms on my tree, perhaps somebody else would like to have them on their tree as well. So I started this whole project, and I kind of went on a mushroom tangent, and I have spent the last week researching the right material and experimenting with how to put these things together. And I have already created, let's see, I'm up to 10 that are in various stages of crafting construction. I have one that's fully painted and several that are just the basic mold of it. And then today I thought, well, I've got a bunch of this one material, which it's a little more complicated because that clay isn't colored. I found I can get a clay that is colored, which is going to make the process easier and quick and all of that. So I had a whole lot of this just gray stuff. And I was like, oh, I could do a table mushroom. One that, you know, I can paint it up nice and it can sit on the coffee table or something. I don't know. So today I made a much larger version, and it's been baked now, so it's at that stage. But it is about, let me see, it's about 7 inches tall when sitting on the table. And depending on how it comes out, I may make a few of the larger versions and make those available on my Etsy shop too. So in addition to my Etsy shop where I have my originals, I also have a shop on the website Redbubble. So if you go to ESP Phoenix.redbubble.com, you'll find my artwork there as well. But Redbubble allows you to have your artwork printed on all kinds of things. So laptop skins, shower curtains, t-shirts, throw pillows, buttons, even face masks. So if you want to get a face mask with one of those Amanita muscaria mushrooms on it, you can find that on my Redbubble site, and it's a great way to put my artwork out there in the form of prints and posters and things like that, and it's a drop shipper. So once I've created something, then I can take an image of it, put it up on Redbubble, and it gives people access to my artwork in a more affordable form as well. For example, I have a painting which has the Aurora Borealis in the background, and it's a snow scene. It's really pretty. The original might not necessarily be something that you want on your wall year round, although I did have someone buy another painting like that. They said it's now their Christmas tree, so they're going to put it up every year for Christmas, which I'm thrilled. That's great. But maybe you really like the image and you would love to give it out as a Christmas card. And that makes it much more affordable. Or you want a refrigerator magnet or whatever. You like the image, but you either don't have the space for or can't afford to buy the original. Then you can go to the Redbubble site and you can get that. So that's the other thing that I do in addition to the podcast and in addition to doing some travel videos, which you can look me up on YouTube. I have a few travel videos and I have some videos of my stand-up comedy and some of my acting scenes from when I was doing my screen acting classes. There's stuff out there, but I really don't have a source of income other than my artwork And so I'm sorry if this sounds like a big old commercial. That was not my intent. Just letting you know that that is what I am up to this week. But I have things in the works for the upcoming episodes already. I've got two interviews scheduled. And the first interview that's coming up is with my friend Eli. Eli is also a comedian. He's a great guy. But he is one of the people who somehow, in the midst of all this craziness with pandemic, and, you know, we talked about how my friend Johnny was affected. It's been awful for a lot of performers dealing with this COVID and everything being shut down. But Eli is a strange case where he has actually advanced his career during the midst of a pandemic. I know, it's crazy. So we're going to talk to Eli about the good news that's going on in his life, and we're just going to shoot the shit and talk about whatever. Actually, Eli was supposed to be my very first interview. However, it was before I had sorted out the interview process and how that was all going to work, and the recording was terrible. It was broken up. It was a mess. It was uneditable. And we had to just like throw it out and say, okay, once I figure all this out, we're going to try this again. And between then and now, Eli has had this wonderful success in his employment, not his comedian stuff, but in like real job stuff. So we're going to talk to him about that. So look forward to the upcoming episode with Eli. He's a funny guy, just super sweetheart. He's one of those people that I met him at one of these stand-up things, and it was like, we clicked. We just, you know, it's like, okay, I don't know, I knew you in a past life or something. Anyways, so you're going to love Eli. He's great. So I also have another interview coming up. This is another friend of mine, Aiden Park. Another funny guy, also does stand-up comedy, but that is not what this interview is about. During this pandemic, during all of this, Aiden has released a book. The book is called The Art of Being Yay. This is a great book. It's a book about resilience, recovering from some pretty crazy odds. Aiden is from South Korea and immigrated here with his mother. He's had quite a few challenges in life, and I won't go too much into it because I want him to share those with you. But it is very much on the topic of using humor and, you know, working through your emotional baggage and getting past the challenges in life. So it's really, this podcast is the perfect setting, and Aiden is absolutely wonderful, wonderful human being. Funny, sweet, adorable. I met him a few years back when I interviewed for a performance job. There's a few sites where they put out audition announcements and things like that. And there was this performance job that was available. And I applied and he said, oh, call me, you know, for the interview. I was, okay, fine. He happens to be in LA. He was in charge of hiring somebody for the Bay Area to fill this position. So I called up Aiden to interview for this job, and Aiden and I wound up talking, I kid you not, for almost an hour, laughing about all kinds of stuff, having a great time, finding out that we had a lot of weird connections, even to the point where I believe he was cast in a show in the tiny little town where I grew up, which is Sonora, California. He didn't wind up doing the show, but he had been cast in it, so he knew where Sonora was, which was really weird. Anyways, we wound up having a great time and having a great conversation. I did get hired for the job. I had to leave it later, unfortunately, because of my physical limitations. But we stayed in touch, and I randomly reached out to see how Aiden was doing, and he's like, hey, have you heard about my book? No, I hadn't. Tell me all about it. So Aiden has saved that conversation of telling me all about it for this next podcast episode. So stay tuned for that. Aiden's going to tell you all about the challenges in life and how he's overcome them and is overcoming them and share with us a little more. So if you are too eager to find out about Aiden's book, again, it is called The Art of Being Yay. Aiden also happens to be gay as well as yay, but if you're listening to this podcast, clearly you're totally cool with him being gay or whatever. Otherwise, you know, find another podcast. We're inclusive here. I hope that you will tune in the next episodes and hear these next really fun interviews that we have coming up. And you will forgive me for not having a full episode this week because I am just so distracted with my art projects. I promise, as soon as my first mushrooms are finished, they will be up and available on my Etsy shop. And since I'm recording this podcast anyways, I am going to give you a couple of tips that I've been wanting to share, health tips. If you don't menstruate, this first tip isn't going to help you at all. But if you do, if you have not started using a menstrual cup yet, oh my gosh, please give it a try. No, really, please do. I was really squeamish about using them because it's kind of messy and, you know, like, I don't know. And I was never a pad user because they're like diapers and ew, that's creepy. But tampons aren't great either. They have toxicity issues and they can cause imbalance in the pH and yeast problems and all kinds of stuff like that. So they're not particularly cool either. And then we go back to the fact that I am really about trying to do what's best for the environment. And the concept of throwing away a bunch of menstrual products every month, that just didn't ever sit well with me. I always thought that was a really bad idea. But I couldn't quite get into the concept of those period panties either. So I considered the cup, but I wasn't quite there yet. I wasn't quite convinced this was a good idea. However, my daughter, who is now 25, I posted something on Facebook about how, I don't know about the menstrual cups. They sound kind of... And she responded to me on Facebook in a public conversation, explained to me how great they were. And so here's the thing. Yeah, there's a learning curve trying to figure out how to get it up in there and all of that. But once you figure it out, you only have to take it out and rinse it every 12 hours. So basically, you deal with it twice a day. That's it. You put it in and you forget it twice a day. Get up in the morning, you deal with it and put it back in there. Don't deal with it again until right before you go to bed. And you practically forget that it is even, that you're even on your period. It's awesome. Swim with it, sleep with it, whatever. It is the best. And as long as you wash it properly, and if it stains, by the way, use peroxide. Apparently that cleans it really well. She just told me that the last time we talked because I was like, oh, I had to buy another one. It was kind of weird. And she's like, no, you have to soak it in peroxide every now and then and before you put it away and stuff. And that does better than just hot soapy water. So that is my lady tip. Please check out those menstrual cups. There's lots of different kinds. You'll have to look at the reviews and just, I'm not promoting a specific brand. I'm just saying, they're very cool. They don't fill the landfill. And yeah, it's a little more expensive, the initial investment. I think they run about, last time I checked, they were about $30. But how much do you spend every month buying a box of tampons or a box of pads or whatever? Menstruating shouldn't have to be expensive. But anyways, once you buy it, then you can use it for a year or two or whatever. And you're not having to add to the pollution problem just because you happen to be a female who has a cycle. So that's my first tip. Okay, my second tip is for all human beings who have belly button. Okay, this is a weird one. When I was in Costa Rica, we just happened to be moving houses and I didn't have enough to drink and I got some really bad urinary tract infection or bladder infection symptoms. And if you've ever had one, it's very painful. You know, you feel like you've got to go really bad, but then you barely trickle and it's no fun. And a lot of people wind up having to take antibiotics and it's extremely unpleasant. And some people in particular have UTI infections often. I have a dear friend who used to be like, every other month she had a UTI. Well, in this case, I was in Costa Rica at the time when this happened, and my ex now said to me, oh, you just have chistate. Well, it's not my language. I can't say for sure if chistate means urinary tract infection, but basically those symptoms can also be associated with like drinking contaminated water. For example, if you have a water bottle and it gets hot and the plastic leaches into the water, it can cause similar symptoms. So my ex says to me, you just have chistate. You have to put some Zipol in your belly button. Well, Zipol is the U.S. equivalent to Zipol is basically Vicks VapoRub. So I kid you not, you put Vicks VapoRub in your belly button, you smear it all in there, and then you drink a couple big glasses of water. Within a few hours, the symptoms should subside. I'm not kidding. It works. Almost every single time I have ever had symptoms of a UTI, I do Vicks in the belly button trick, and within a few hours, it's gone. And that friend who used to get a urinary tract infection every month or every other month, it was miserable. She had to take those weird pills that make you pee orange like every time. She hasn't had to go back to the doctor to get those pills since I shared this tip with her. She says it totally changed her life. And she carries a little container of Vicks VapoRub with her everywhere she goes just in case. And she still will get those symptoms. When she does, she uses the belly button trick and it clears them right up. So if you are one of those people who has urinary tract infection problems, give it a try. Worst case scenario, it doesn't work for you and you wind up at the doctor's office and you go through the whole thing that you would have had to go through anyways. But give this inexpensive trick a try first. And my very last tip is about digestion. Now, some of you hopefully already know this, but the next time you get heartburn symptoms or indigestion symptoms, don't reach for a Tums. A lot of times it's that our stomach acids aren't enough to digest what we're putting in there. So although it sounds really counterintuitive, apple cider vinegar, it's a natural cure. It usually works. So all you have to do is put a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar in a half a cup or a cup of water and drink that. The water itself, drinking water can help with your indigestion as well. So use a whole cup, put a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar in there, drink it down, and it should clear up your heartburn symptoms. Cheap, easy, natural, good for you. So give it a try. Those are my health tips to finish off this mini episode. I hope you will tune in to the next two episodes for our interviews with Eli and Aiden. And please, if you're looking for a gift or some art for your wall, check out my Etsy shop, esperanzapaints.com, or check me out on Redbubble, which is espphoenix.redbubble.com. And I appreciate your support. Have a wonderful day. That's going to end the pod for today. Thank you so much for joining us for Unpacking Life's Crazy. Please like and subscribe to be notified when a new pod drops. And as always, if you're interested in learning more about this podcast, please visit my website, esperanzaphoenix.com. Last but not least, I would like to offer a special thanks to Chelsea Wild, the talented musician who composed the theme music for this pod. To find more of her wonderful original music, you can look her up on Instagram at minor.birds or visit minorbirds.info. That's minorbirds.info. Thank you so much for listening to the pod today. We hope you'll listen next time.